This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thanks for hanging on with me. Again, we are live, 1-866-582-9933. And, friends, just a reminder, you have us as the number one radio show, so we thank you for your support. You know, it's interesting because oftentimes, and most people that listen to me have heard this in the past. I brought this up probably five times in 17 years, but I want to say it again. You know, people oftentimes wonder, Bradley, why isn't there more phone calls? Well, it's interesting because I remember when I first got on radio, I said, you know, to my brother, I said, you know, I know they're listening because everything I'm doing, they're reporting on it. The media was just badgering. I mean, folks, they were stalking everything I did for 14 years, literally, and they're still doing it today. But with in saying that, friends, everything I do, they write about it. And my enemies write about it, but those that love the truth and know the truth and have ears to hear the truth, like my brother said to me, Bradley, what are they supposed to respond to? That was years ago. Just the other day, I was talking to my friend Michael Roach. And he had called me up and he said, Bradley, he goes, there's just nothing that can be refuted. He said, everything that you're saying is solid. And it's like, I know that. And what people aren't used to is hearing the truth. They're not used to hearing the truth. They're used to hearing the propaganda. And what's sad about this is when I give you the word and I give you the law, it's almost foreign to the American people, like to suggest I'm speaking a foreign language to you. Because you've been so accustomed to listen to the political language that's been created to deceive you. And to use propaganda to dummy you down to a new system which is foreign to our system of government. And he said to me, Bradley, he goes, there's nothing that you can refute. There's nothing that anybody can say against it. And I said, I know that's what's so foreign about it. And I hear people all the time saying, nobody's doing what you're doing. I know that's the case. People love gossipers. People love those that are playing. And it's just like when I was a younger kid, I remember my mom. I would come home, and she would, I don't know why she got them, but she used to love the gossip magazine called the Inquiry Minds. You know, the Inquiry Minds Need to Know. Inquire, that was the name of the magazine. And it was nothing but gossip, propaganda. I mean, folks, what do you think Rush Limbaugh is? What do you think that many of these talking heads today are? They're just talking. They're picking up the talking points from the CIA-controlled media, and they're debating away who we are by simply entertaining the people. And don't forget, the word tame, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. And by the way, they're also secularists. There is no presupposition that God is. They may reference God every once in a while, but their conversation isn't based off of giving you the answers. Hey, folks, let me say this. It's the church's job in this country and worldwide to give you the answers. It's not my job to leave you with the problem. It's my job to point the finger at the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's my job to point out His law It's my job to take that law in the hand of Christ and drive you to the foot of the cross of Calvary so you can see the love of God towards mankind through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. And I do that every single show. Now, it's up to you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. But I want to tell you, folks, I am not here laying condemnation on people, because we all know that condemnation, there is therefore no now condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. If you're in, under condemnation, it's because you are being convicted of sin. And if you go to John 16:8, it says that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But when you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, there is no condemnation to what I'm telling you. Every true Christian loves the law of God. And keep in mind, in Matthew 5, verse 17, Jesus said, I've come not to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Read Romans 3:31 as well, and Romans 15:8 when you get a moment as well. Okay? But what I'm giving you, folks, is substance. It's giving you the answer. Regardless if you want to hear it or not, it doesn't matter. If you reject it, you condemn yourself. If you receive it, well, guess what, friends? Then you're going to receive the blessing of it. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, said John Quincy Adams. So it's always my objective to give you what's going on, to dissect it. Remember when Gideon was first called of God, the first thing the Lord called him to do was to tear down the altars of who, friends? His fathers. I'm not an old man. I'm still a young punk. But you know what? This punk's heart belongs to my daddy, Abba Father. And whatever he does with it is his business. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to be straightened. He's not going to be refused. He's not going to be put in a corner. He's going to find someone that's going to open their mouth because they love Him enough to obey Him and to yield themselves to the Holy Ghost that gives you the answer. Rather, you're unsaved or saved, it matters not. My objective is the same. And my message is that of redemption, not unto condemnation, but the condemnation, again, belongs to those that stay in their sin. And it's for you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Also, read Galatians 3:24 when you get a moment. Now, without further ado, if you don't mind, I needed to say that. Without further ado, I hope you don't mind, I'm going to take one more segment and highlight some more of the things that I want you to hear concerning what's going on, and then we're going to get over to the American churches lending a helping hand unto its own judgment. I'm going to dissect that for you, and I guarantee you it's something you've never heard before concerning scripturally. I'm highlighting the created opposition and how it will be blamed on those that are doing the attacking. It's exactly what's happening today. I want to ask you the question. I want you to consider the false flags that have been laid at the government's feet when it comes to these types of allegations as to what's going on today. Here's the question. How many times has the FBI and the CIA, not all of them, friends, some of the guys are good, I believe there's levels, and I know I'm right, in the FBI and the CIA. The higher ups know what they're doing, and I believe there's a lot of good people in these organizations in the lower levels. But the lower-level FBI agents, friends, in these agencies take orders from the higher-ups, okay? With that said, I believe the higher-ups, I believe that's where the corrupt are. But how many times has the FBI and the CIA been found playing part in the crimes of which another has been accused? How many times have they been accused, friends? Because, friends, what's going to happen, in short, it's going to be reported and laid at the feet of created opposition. Namely, I said, a day before this came out, right-wingers, Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. Well, it just happened to be a conservative patriot called a Trump cultist, we're told. But keep in mind, Donald Trump is there to give a full-fledged investigation into those that allegedly did this, but he never did it.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they, and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Playing part in the crimes of which another has been accused. Because what's going to happen, I said on Thursday, this will in short be reported and laid at the feet of created opposition, namely the right-wingers, Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. The next day, guess what happened? Exactly verbatim to a T what I said they would do. And what's going to happen, friends, it will be found to be a false flag. That's what's going on across the boards. People are seeing the government's fingerprints all over this. It's going to be a hoax. Then what will happen, it will fade to black, only to be forgotten until they need to remind the people in this country that they are the victims of those who tell the truth and expose them for who they are and for what it is that they are responsible. Luke 12:2. By the way, friends, just last week I told you, I went to an Islamophobia meeting. And a guy that invited me, he got kicked out. But on the website, it was Evangelical Church, and it said, all welcome. See, all are welcome except those that call them out for who they are. And see how the Muslims are now systematically and methodically following the homosexuals line upon line. Now there was homophobic, and now there's Islamophobic. Homophobia, now Islamophobia, right? Same system. And what is it? Totalitarianism. Play the victim, commit the crime. Play the victim, commit the crime. Pull their hair, smack their face, and then when the media comes in, play the victim. It's exactly what they're doing. Isn't it interesting how the media concerning Muslims in the United States of America, how the microphone is put up to their mouth, and they're always putting them in the victim position. But they don't want you to know the facts concerning their crimes. That is a nation that is under judgment. Again, there's no getting away from that. And I could go around the board and show you exactly how this method is used. The homosexuals are using it. Socialists are using it. The folks that are reprobates, they have not the spirit of Christ to discern right and wrong. Okay, Muslims are now using it. These people are now using it. Yep. But see, what's good about this is the American people have caught on to it. I mean, across the boards. Good for you. Because people are figuring out that this is an all-out attempt to further strengthen themselves against the opposition that they created. Again, by playing the victims of a crime which they are responsible. This is the fruit of a totalitarian system. And again, just think, all of this occurs just weeks and days before the midterm elections. It's pretty telling, is it not? Yes, it is. Now, I want to go back to something I said earlier, because we were told that there is, by the president, after this happened, that there is no resources which will be spared. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct in this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. Okay? And I already highlighted the fact that he's calling for this concerning those that have terrorized we the people. George Soros, the Clintons, Barack Hussein Obama. Remember Barack Hussein Obama stacked the DHS with Hamas terror-tied Muslim Brotherhood members? Remember that? Yeah, they're still there, friends. Okay, but Donald Trump is, man, he's saying that we're going to full-fledged investigation into who's responsible without even asking any questions. Isn't he the one telling you that the news is fake? Isn't he the one that tells you every day of the week, friends, you can't trust the lying media? But yet when this came out, he just jumped right on the bandwagon. He took this stage. He played the man for the very establishment that you're sick and tired of. Well, at least you say you are. I highlighted all the crimes of those that were alleged victims of these bombs that were sent through the mail. This is all allegation, and now they found their man, didn't they? Here's the fall guy, and look, he's got these brand new stickers all over his white van. Oh, he's perfect! He's exactly what we need. And I'll tell you what, if we don't have him, we'll create him, and we'll cast him into the minds of the people, like they did Osama bin Laden. Remember after they caught him, isn't it interesting how nobody's seen his corpse? Isn't it interesting how his body was thrown? He was given a Muslim funeral by being thrown into the water without anybody seeing him. Isn't that interesting? A guy that allegedly was responsible for bombing the two towers is dumped in the water without anybody seeing his dead body. Oh, we've seen the pictures. Really? How many of those pictures were authentic? I mean, folks, sometimes people are just stuck on, for a better way of saying it, you talk stuck on stupid. And yet when you go over to the Middle East and ask them about Osama bin Laden, they would say that he was a created man. He was created by the CIA. That's what they said. I didn't say it. And boy, oh boy, how terrorism has worked for government on a global scale. Oh my goodness. The modern day version of the SS. Right? ISIS. Yep. You can never get those bad guys, can you? As a matter of fact, I wanted to go back. This is just running through me right now. Isn't it interesting? Remember how our intelligence, Donald Trump just said, man, I can't believe how fast they caught this guy. Look at how fast their intelligence community operates. Isn't that crazy? But for some reason or another, man, they couldn't find Osama bin Laden. He drops the two towers, the fastest investigation ever known to mankind. How many Muslims were on the front page of the paper the very next day, September 12th, 2001? And man, it was a closed deal. And everybody was still asking questions like, wait a second, what happened here? How did this happen? Who was responsible for this? How didn't we know? Where was the plane that hit the Pentagon? Why were people hearing about those bombs at the base of both buildings? Yep, and they were killed off too. Remember that? And then anybody that questioned the narrative, their planes went down. Yeah, we don't want to talk about none of that. That's all conspiracy theory. Wow. Wow. No, it's browbeating, friends, is what it is. But isn't it interesting? Look at how fast their intelligent community... I can't believe they caught him already, Donald Trump said. But going back to Osama bin Laden, they couldn't find him for years. And then do you remember, mysteriously out of nowhere, CNN found him in a cave in the Middle East, and they went in and actually did an interview with him. Remember this? The people fell for it. Except those in the Middle East, because they knew it was a bunch of propaganda. And but by the way, anybody coming into America will tell you it's propaganda in what you're getting. By the way, the government's telling you it's propaganda, and you're still not listening to it. Some of you. I want you to go back real quick. I got to make this point because I promise this is the last segment. It's interesting to take note that you didn't get a response like this from Donald Trump when it came to the compound that was discovered in New Mexico, did you? Where the two heavily armed Muslims were training 13 young boys to commit jihad in public schools and toward our law enforcement agencies. Did you? Nope. Sure didn't. And once it was discovered, guess who did the dirty work of destroying all the evidence? The FBI did. Wow. Just had Philip Haney from the Department of Homeland Security, one of the original members, telling you who's responsible for this. But you just want to stand back and act like it's not really happening. Just like in Germany, friends. This isn't really happening. Good things are happening. Make Germany great again, said Adolf Hitler. Make Germany great again, said Adolf Hitler. Still didn't wake up to that, did they? Nope. Until their country was completely destroyed, until Adolf Hitler used their sons and their husbands and their brothers and their neighbors to go do his killing for him. Until everything was gone, did they figure out what happened? Pretty crazy stuff. Man, we didn't get this from Donald Trump, but guess what? The president said that this is his highest priority for the FBI to engage. That is when it comes to protecting and covering George Soros and the Clintons and Obama and Eric Holder and Maxine Waters. But they're just called critics, right? Yeah. See, what many of the enemies of righteousness, Acts 13:10, seem to forget is that in the day and age, this one, history is so readily available to us, friends, that we might learn from it. So why don't we do ourselves a favor and do a little history search and study out how dictators, they all have the same characteristics, friends, in one way or another, because they all serve the same devil, John 10:10, John 8:44. But the fact of the matter is start to study it out, and you'll see what I'm telling you is being played out in America today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The suspect in custody after a fatal shooting near the Tree of Life Synagogue in the historically Jewish neighborhood of Squirrel Hill near Pittsburgh has been identified as Robert Bowers.
Union of Orthodox Jewish Congress of America spokesman Nathan Diamant says Bauer's writing, "I'm going in," as part of a social media post, should have been a red flag.
I can't pretend to know what he was thinking. I'm sure the law enforcement officials will fully investigate that. I would hope, though, that if it's the case like these other situations, that we can come up with a better system for law enforcement to be able to spot and flag these people who are dangerous before they wreck the lives of individuals and their families.
The shooting took place during a baby naming at the synagogue. There have been reports from the media of the number of dead ranging anywhere from 4 to 8, with many more injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Break it down for you. And talking about the American church is lending a helping hand unto its own judgment and destruction. This is how you cause the seed of violence to come near. You just say it will never happen here. You're taking in your pride is really what it comes down to. But Amos 6:3 tells us, friends, that you that put away far from you the day of evil, okay, you cause the seed of violence to come near to you. You can go ahead and ignore it all you want to, but it doesn't matter. If, folks, you can ignore trucks all you want to, too, but if you stand in front of one, guess what? Called judgment. It doesn't matter if you believe in it or not. It's going to take its toll on you, is it not? Yes, that's what judgment and the judgments of God does and is doing today. I want you to think about this. Most people are worried about illegal immigrants coming in from the southern border. By the way, don't forget about the northern border. And rightly so. But what people need to do is zero in on the criminals masquerading as mayors, because they're the ones alluring the illegal immigrants into illegal sanctuary cities throughout the United States of America. Now, these self-proclaimed representatives who are, by the way, also trying, they're busy trying to disarm Americans before these immigrants, namely the Muslims from the Middle East. They're working on the behalf of special interest groups, which are in fact alluring them into America by illegally allocating and through a misappropriations of the American taxpayers' money to do so. And this, by the way, comes to the immigrants, all-inclusive, nothing short of it, all of the accommodations, housing, food, medical, and even an education, all on your dime. If you think I'm crazy, look at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill Donald Trump signed that Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan teed up for him. Okay. Now, these felons masquerading as mayors also have some help in aiding these immigrants into our country. And that help, believe it or not, is coming from the American modern day church. Can you believe it? Yep. I'm not making this up, just for the record. This is where the help is coming from. When you see these meetings, do you understand that Muslims are targeting sodomite churches to give their Islamophobia message? That they're finding gay churches that will open their doors to them so they can play the victim along with the sodomites. Homosexuality, sodomy is illegal in every state in our country. So why would you look at me like I'm a gay basher? They're the ones trying to tear down the law. I'm not. I'm just magnifying the law. I'm not here to change the law. I'm here to uphold the law, America, and magnify the law. Okay? Now, outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless, Acts 5.32, 1 John 2.6, and 1 John 5.12, the Christless church in this country advocate that which God clearly condemns, and that on so many different fronts, such as sodomy. By the way, the Muslim immigrants are systematically following the homosexuals every step in an upending American law. I've been saying that for 10 years now. Okay? The conservatives are slowly picking up on this. Yesterday's liberals, right? Now, the homosexual churches are posting their rainbow flags, which are pinned on the side of their buildings, and they have these signs that say, all are welcome on their churchyard signs. Folks, read Leviticus 18:20, verse 13. Leviticus 18:22, 20, verse 13, forgive me, and Jude 1:7. Now, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on the self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Matthew 23. Read the whole chapter. See, I'm grieved for the compromises and hypocrisies of these pretenders. I got a question for you, and I've been saying this since I've been in ministry. I used to have 30 people in my ministry. We had 5 street teams in the Midwest, 5 days, 6 days a week. I used to sit there and ask them the question, why is it that I'm the only one grieved or afflicted by the compromises and the sins of the people in this country? I mean, is there something wrong with me? Why am I so offended that, well, when you're born of the Spirit of God and the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you, Romans 5, right? Well, when you're born of the Spirit and you have His heart, you're going to be offended at the same things that He's offended at because you hold His heart. Common sense. But it's amazing to me that people aren't up in arms, especially you conservatives, that are mad at me for calling out your compromises, that you're mad at me for calling out your hypocrisies of these pretenders that you follow, namely politicians with your favorite jersey on. I mean, I'm grieved for the compromises and hypocrisy of these pretenders, which are on a reproachful display daily for the world to see. Read Amos 6:6. I mean, furthermore, listen, this is said in a different way. Furthermore, the American church talks much of false grace, Galatians 5:13, false love, which worketh iniquity, Matthew 24:12, and of course, they love to recite mercy, triumphing over judgment, James 2:13. This is what I want to get to. When in fact, they know nothing of mercy. And why? Because they know nothing of the love, which is the fulfilling of the law, to establish judgment within the gate, Amos 5:5, that we might know righteousness and peace. Read Luke 11:42. It's all there for you to see. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Let me say that again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's right. I mean, as if to suggest that it is somehow love and merciful to advocate for what God condemns. No, that's hate. What, allow our children to be subject to the sodomites instead of enforcing the law against their crimes? By the way, you can go online right now, friends, and you will see that in 1962 there was a video that was released in schools throughout the state of California that if you were to encounter a homosexual, a sodomite, you were to turn him into the authorities. You can go online and watch it. Okay? And it's still against the law, friends. But instead of enforcing the law against their crimes, the sodomites, unto judgment, what condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous, it also, in fact, protects the innocent. Isaiah 51, verse 4. It is somehow merciful to do nothing? Really? Just to subject our kids to everything and to protect them from nothing is mercy? Well, this is what they want you to believe. Folks, it's interesting because is it somehow merciful to do nothing concerning what I'm highlighting right now? Well, I want to show you what the Lord does in dealing with what you leave off when it comes to judgment. Okay? Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. That's the New Testament. So what you leave off because you don't want to obey, or you don't want to obey the God that you say that you love, I'm just showing you the example that the Lord set. Just to show you what side of the fence or what side of the aisle you may be on. Because it's not love to God to disobey His law. And by the way, let me say this on the other hand. God didn't give His law because He hates. He gives His law because He loves. Okay? And by the way, what you are seeing today through your representatives, well, they are on a daily basis attempting to tear down the Constitution. They are attempting to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images. And by the grace of God, they're not going to do it. He always gets the last word in. Then we have something called abortion. The murdering of the innocent in the womb. Just case in point. Now, as many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it's advocated through their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent. And instead of protesting Matthew 16, 17 through 19, they have now become accomplices to a corrupt government system that sanctions what it should, in fact, lawfully condemn. Proverbs 17, 15. You are to condemn the wicked and you are to justify the righteous. No longer is it one nation under God that these hypocritical and apathetic professors, Matthew 21, but now it has become whatever the Supreme Court says must be so. Read Romans 12:21, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Because nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, for all of those professed Christians, 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians, but they allowed an oligarchy to take place that said, you know what, we're going to sanction the murder of the innocent. And because of that, back in 1973, 60 million babies have been murdered since 1973. Read Proverbs 6:17. All under the guise of a woman's choice and the government said so, while the Christless church does nothing when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man. Yet, somehow in their reprobate minds, Titus 1:16, they believe that as we are told by the modern day professors, out of context of course, somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is now to allow the murder of the innocent in the womb. And we're told from these whores and these hirelings in the pulpits not to judge. Yet that's all Scripture teaches us. Read Deuteronomy 4. You know, it's interesting. Those that are telling you not to judge are judging you all day long, aren't they? I ask, is it a mercy for innocent babies to be murdered in the womb? Will the American people stand back and do nothing to protect them in lawfully judging them that are doing the murdering? Deuteronomy 19:21. Because the Bible clearly teaches the opposite. And according to these modern day professors, I guess it's okay, saith they. The next point I'm going to make is priceless. Hang on with me. One more segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And I'm not going to rush it. I'll make it clear. Welcome back to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to tell you thank you to Michael Roach over at Before It's News for his broadcast. We appreciate your trust. But it's important that you hear this. We're told by the modern-day professors that it's mercy somehow that babies are slaughtered 3,000 to 4,000 a day in the womb without any intervention from them to stop it through protest. Protestant has meaning, Protestant. Somehow we're told by the modern professors that it's mercy to subject our kids to the sodomite community, which, by the way, is their end aim, right? We can clearly see that. And I, again, that's why we did high schools, and that's why we're doing high schools, friends. My gosh. I'm just thinking about how these college kids just, they're destroying themselves and they don't even know it by refusing to hear the truth. I mean, folks, you want to see stupid people, and that's just, that's not a broad brush or broad stroke in any sense of the word. Go to colleges. I mean, these kids are so apt to try to prove something that they don't have the facts to. No wonder why they're so messed up. They listen to their communist professors all day long, and then they end up a mess and they don't know why. And yet they have something to teach you and me. Let's go back to this. And by the way, high schools, elementary schools, colleges, keep in mind, and I should do a piece on this, but the colleges that were established during the founding era were used to raise up Congregationalists. Matter of fact, just to prove the point, there was 262 presidents of colleges across the country. Out of 288, and 262 of them had seminary degrees. Okay, and when you look at the school system, it was the church's job to do that through homeschooling. And then they had a good idea: let's bring these schools together through a community. But if you look at what they were taught through the McGuffey readers, it was all Christian based. Okay, how far we have fallen from that. So therein lies the problem: the church is derelict of duty once again. The professed church. Now, if you put it, going back to my point here, guess who's alluring the Muslims into America? It's the church, along with corrupt politicians, into their illegal, unconstitutional sanctuary cities. But if you put it into scriptural context and see it all the way through, line upon line, precept upon precept, you'll see that the Lord is making clear to whom judgment belongs and to whom mercy belongs. So we're hearing it's mercy to allow the babies to be subject to the hands of murderers. Okay? When you go to James 13, it says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy." Oh, and they always love to take that out of context and say, well, mercy rejoiceth against judgment, is what they say. Okay, gotcha. But you forgot the first part of that. See, because Americans have not showed mercy to the innocent, therefore, according to Scripture, they will receive no mercy from God on Judgment Day. Because God-given mercy on the behalf of the innocent, friends, is that he judges the nations for not showing mercy by defending the lives of the innocent. Amos 9:10. Well, you want some scriptural truth? Common sense comes into play here, but I'll give it to you. 2 Kings 21, verse 16. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much. Okay? Till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Besides his sin, transgression of God's moral law, Exodus 20, also read 1 John 3:4, wherewith he made others to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Okay, going on. Kings, 2 Kings 23:26-27. Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath. What was he mad about? Wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah because of all of the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, his people, and will cast off this city, Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said my name shall be there. Well, let's take it line upon line. Why did he do all this? Why was the Lord filled with wrath? 2 Kings 24, verse 2 through 4 tells us, surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, that shed innocent blood, to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, who shed innocent blood, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. You know, it's funny, friends, and the irony here is this. Is what takes place is when a people in a country that refuse to deal with the wicked, man wishes for the time back that the Lord had given him to do what he should have done when he had the time to do it, but he did it not. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord will not in any sense overlook iniquity. Look at the thoroughness of the Most High God in judgment. If you go down to hell, I'll be there. If you go to the bottom of the sea, I will be there. He said, if you think you escape, it will be like you going into someone's house. You fled from a lion and you ran into a bear. He's very thorough. And flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, friends. There is an anointing. Hey, folks, isn't that what's happening to innocent babies in the womb right here in our backyards with the full-fledged support of corruption in our government and the apathetic church? Well, of course it is. Now, don't forget, Donald Trump recently signed a minibus bill fully funding Planned Parenthood and baby parts research just recently. Okay. Taking it a step further, guess who is helping the felons that are masquerading as mayors? Helping to allure these Muslims into America, these immigrants. And by the way, I'm not for those that are, I'm not against those that want to come into America to assimilate. We're all about that. Everybody is. I don't know anybody against it. Okay, but if they want to come into America and they mean to conquer, and they want to bring their culture of death with them, you know what? I'm going to be the first one to stand up against it, and so should the law, and so should our representatives. Okay. But you can see the churches sold themselves out for 30 pieces of silver, federal grants, to help these Muslim refugees come in and resettle right here in America. Just think about that. And when you begin to look at what they are offering refugees through Luther, the Luther Social Services Plan, it's all-inclusive. So again, coming to this, why wouldn't they come into America? And guess who pays for it? Oh, got to go back to the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump signed. Guess what? Guess what fully funds these programs? Oh, I just hate raining on all you little Trumpites out there. No, I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's the fact of the matter. You know what the irony here is, friends? Is Americans are afraid of the Muslims coming into this country because of their barbaric ways, and rightly so. Such as beheadings and the chopping off of bodily limbs. Quran, it is found in chapter 5, verse 33. In the Quran, it's found in chapter 8, verse 12. Okay, you can read it for yourself. Well, I don't understand it. Is that the mercy of God upon a nation that refuses to stand up for its innocent? Yeah, it is, parent. It is, friends. Because when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. The Lord is going to set the record straight, friends, like it or not. Isn't it interesting? The professed church in America is afraid of the Muslims coming into America because of the barbaric ways of the Muslims, such as beheadings. That's how babies are being slaughtered in the womb. And what it says in the Quran is to behead. And it talks about chopping off their limbs. Whoa! Wait a second. That's not mercy. Wait a second. But you've been calling it mercy by standing back and doing nothing when the babies are being murdered in the womb. Now you're afraid of it happening to you. And the reason it's going to happen to you is because you refuse to stand up for the innocent. Nobody sees that correlation, or is it just me? The irony is, friends, that Americans are afraid of the Muslims coming into the country because of their barbaric ways, and rightly so again, such as beheadings and the chopping off of bodily limbs, and we've already seen that in this country. But yet, folks, let me remind you, this is exactly what these murderers called abortionists are doing to babies all day long in this country. So you're beginning to understand, regardless if you want to see it that way or not, what God will do to a nation that will not overlook a false grace and a false mercy and a false love. He'll set the record straight, and so is he.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.